I'm Cindy Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
New CSO stats and recorded crime were released this week. Many forms of violent crime were down, but the number of incidents of shop theft rose by 6%. With this, the increase, the promise of 1,000 extra guards in Dublin, the Dublin Task Force report to be welcome to retailers and pubs and others in the city centre. But there's no sign of that report being implemented. I'm joined by Donal O'Keefe, who's the CEO of the Licensed Vintners Association, with me here in studio. Morning, Donal.
Good morning.
And on the line, Nicky Murren, who's Director of Retail at XL Recruitment. Good morning to you, Nicky.
Good morning.
This is a real challenge, Donal. Like, in Dublin right now, people just said they don't feel safe. And these are people who live in Dublin. I know I have this argument with Shane Coleman on a regular basis, who insists that Dublin is safe, but I'm telling him he's become immune to a lot of the problems that are here. What are your members telling you?
Well, the city is still pretty safe, but there are serious concerns about public order and perceptions of public order and safety. So, you know, we've seen no progress whatsoever since the task force report was published 155 days ago. It's 500 days since the riots last November 23, and there's no obvious changes to how the city is being developed and progressed. The Dublin Task Force report, unusually for a task force report, was welcomed in almost every quarter. There's been no opposition to any of the recommendations. There's a clear need for the recommendations to be implemented, and we are now deeply concerned that the government has shown no urgency whatsoever in moving on to implement the recommendations, because the recommendations cover a multitude across the city, from justice to transport to residential and all the other elements that are required.
Slightly concerned that it's the kind of thing you might say during an election?
We're deeply concerned, not slightly concerned. You know, it emerged in the programme for government. We took a little heart from that it was included in full in the programme for government. But now we're several months on since the government was formed, and there's no sign of implementation, which is the key thing. Action is required now. There's no need for further analysis. There's no need for further reports. Move on with the 10 recommendations of the task force report and start to deliver them, because they're all long-term in orientation.
Nicky, what are retailers telling you?
I suppose, you know, the retailers, you're talking about Dublin City Centre, and I've been speaking to retailers on Capel Street, Talbot Street, O'Connell Street, and, you know, they're saying there is still real issues around gangs and loitering, and there's more and more feelings of hostility. It's becoming more unsafe. And they're saying, you know, that the Garda presence, they're not seeing that improvement. They're not seeing, you know, there's no visible Garda presence. There's very irregular Garda presence. And, you know, 88% of the retailers that were studied said that they are seeing an escalation of more dangerous and more concerning retail crime. So it's, you know, how much does this have to keep escalating before, you know, it's taken more serious and these changes are actually implemented?
Now, but I mean, we did have a rather significant riot, which resulted in a tram being burnt out and people being injured and lots of retailers having stuff taken out of it. I mean, do we need another riot for them to actually implement this, Nicky?
I think, well, I mean, please God, no. But I think what we're going to see more and more of is that the cost that the retailers are being burdened with is just becoming unfathomable. Like, they have taken on so many costs as retailers over the last number of years, from minimum wage to the deposit return scheme. So there's been so many costs, and now they're looking at increased insurance costs, increased security costs, and that's not to mention the incredible loss that they're seeing in terms of shrinkage of stock walking out the door, you know, on a regular basis.
And can I touch on that? Because this is the one that fascinates me, because I worked in retail when I was in college, and you know, you were told to handle shoplifting in a certain way, but you didn't let someone away with it if you caught them doing it. You had a protocol that you followed. Now it seems that you can rob stuff, you can walk out the door and nothing's done.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head there. So this is one of the things that retailers called for last year, was a change in defamation legislation, because really it's a perfect storm because their hands are tied. So they are, you know, they're seeing people shoplifting from the store, but as soon as they stop them at the door, there's very little they can do, because they might have seen that, but it's not good enough for them to have seen it. They need to know that it's been recorded on CCTV. And we've seen numerous cases where people are going in and trying to bring a defamation case. So they're really, you know, that they're showing that they've stolen something, or they've stolen that they've pocketed something, but actually they've put it back when nobody was looking so that they'd get stopped at the door, so that they can go and bring a defamation case. So retailers are seeing it from all angles now, which is an issue.
What are the things, and again, I want people's experience, and they're coming in on text, and I'll get to those text messages in a minute, 087 1400 106. Don Lukeith of the Licensed Vintners Association, your members' houses are they're stewarded. Sometimes they have security, but the man behind the bar is the ultimate security. And ultimately, it's years ago in the 70s, 80s, 50s, going back to wherever you want, it was what happened in the pub that fell out onto the street. That was what would have been a lot of the social problem. Now it's outside and you're trying to stop it going into the pub. And it's a different dynamic, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, clearly publicans are responsible for order in their own houses, and under their licensing, that's something they take very seriously. They want to provide and do provide a safe, enjoyable, fun environment for staff and customers to socialise in. Clearly, I think what we've seen is a deterioration in the scenarios since COVID. You know, the riot happened November 23. We've never seen anything like that before. We have a growing population, a growing economy, thankfully strong tourism business into Dublin, thankfully, but the Garda numbers in particular need to grow to reflect the increase in activity. So that's the most immediate challenge from our perspective. That's the one we want to see implemented as quickly as possible. We understand it takes time to recruit and to train Garda, and they're operating Templemore now at full capacity, but it needs to be delivered consistently over the next couple of years, more Gardaí to Dublin.
It's not all the guards, because there is a much more wider societal problem. If a fella starts roaring his head off in the middle of a pub, he's asked to leave. If a fella starts smoking cannabis in the middle of a pub, he's asked to leave. But I mean, I can think of multiple examples on the very short journey I had last night from Houston Station to the hotel that I was staying in, where I had people quite literally roaring at each other, literally screaming their head off on the side of the street, an omnipresent smell of cannabis. Like, none of this endears the city to me, someone who visits it on an extremely regular basis. I can only imagine what someone who's visiting once in a blue moon will think of all of that.
Yeah, and it's a long-term impact of reputation that concerns us here. And the narrative now around this, that Dublin is deteriorating, is greatly concerning. So action must be taken to change that perception. It's not all down to the guards, but the Gardaí increased visibility is a big part of it. Improved public transport is a part of it. And more residents living in the city is a part of it. The marketing of Dublin is a part of it. The governance of Dublin is a part of it. So that's why the task force report, which looks across all these areas, is really the key here.
I'd love for someone to explain to me the roaring. I mean, this roaring was never really a part. There was always going to be the odd one, right? Where the old classic phrase, down and out roaring. Now it seems to be omnipresent. Can you put your finger on what has changed? Is it drugs? Is it mental health? What has changed that means that you're never more than a few feet away from a fellow who's going to roar at you?
Well, it's a couple of things. I mean, clearly it's the drug culture, drug consumption, drug taking. That's a big part of it. There is an over-concentration, recognised in the task force report, of services for vulnerable people in Dublin city centre and the north inner city in particular. And lots of those people are on the streets during the day. Now, of course, services to vulnerable people must be provided, but they should be dealt with in the community, should be provided locally and not entirely concentrated in the city centre.
I've worked in retail, says this Dexter, in Dublin. I can tell you that there is a veritable army of shoplifters patrolling the city at any time of the day. It's not out of need that some shoplift. I found they come from all classes and mostly get a buzz from getting away with something for nothing. Nikki Murren, as another text on my screen, says certain shops in Grafton Street now only let you try on one shoe or a runner at a time because people are taking both shoes and running out of the shop. Is that the kind of thing you have to resort to?
Yeah, do you know, I think what you're the texter there, it has hit the nail on the head again in that, like, we're seeing, you know, previously there was shoplifting and it was, you know, people were stealing, I suppose, to feed their families. And that was, you know, that was actually happening. Now what we're seeing is that people are coming in and they're stealing to order. So they're actually coming in and targeting specific products. And in a grocery setting, that's everything from cans of links to packets of bacon. And then obviously luxury goods in the non-food and fashion sector. But, you know, they are actually stealing to order. People are making a livelihood of this. And then, you know, you can visit certain establishments at the weekend and public houses where people are going around and they're selling their wares that they've stolen during the week. Like, that's, you know, we've seen that on record. So, you know, it's a huge concern.
Yeah. And it is something that's just going to keep happening. I pass through O'Connell Street twice a week after 8 o'clock, says this listener. Never a Garda to be seen. It's a myth that Garda are patrolling at the North Inner City. Are they afraid? Do they not care? That's from Tony. And there's another one here from a bus driver, says Talbot Street still not safe. Garda very scarce in the evenings / night. Another just common observation, if there's any guards listening to us. It used to be kind of, you'd have two guards in a car. That's the standard Garda patrol car. For some reason, they're travelling in threes and fours in Dublin these days. I don't know whether that's out of fear that if something happens to one of them, that there's another two with them, whether they don't have enough cars or whatever it is. But it makes no sense to me. If you're four people in a squad car, that's actually two squad cars you could have on the road at any one time. Donal, have you noticed that?
Yeah, well, the Gardaí, in fairness to them, and the new assistant commissioner in particular, is increasing resources for high visibility policing starting this week. And in the nighttime economy, the patrols are being doubled up, and that's very welcome. So we hope that that now is sustained over the spring and summer and long term, because long term visibility actually manages the city so much better. Issues simply don't diverge if the guards are on the street. People behave better. It feels safer. It's more welcoming. So the visibility part is hugely important.
But we know as well, going back to the drugs issue, that if somebody is smoking cannabis on the street, the directive from the commissioner's office is leave them off. Nothing wrong with it. We're going after the drug dealer. So, you know, there's conflicting messages there. So we're basically saying, smoke away there, lads. Not a bother on you. But, you know, if you start maybe shouting, we might intervene. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's no doubt that we need to be more robust in dealing with the public order in the city centre. There's no question about that.
Yeah. Can I just put another one to you here, Nicky, because you're involved in recruitment. Would you stop a shoplifter on behalf of an owner who begrudgingly pays you the minimum wage? Now, that is a key point, isn't it? If you're not being paid enough money, why would you go out of your way and possibly risk getting a box, or worse again, a defamation action, if you're being paid 13 quid an hour?
Yeah, for sure. Well, actually, what you'll find is that nearly all the retailers I deal with will instruct their staff not to approach and not to stop people, because the violence in crime, in retail crime and retail, is escalating. So they would fear for their staff safety. So generally, you'll find that retailers and even independent retailers, where, you know, you're not talking an awful lot of margin to keep themselves open, they will ask their staff not to approach. You know, they will have specially trained security staff and they will deal with it, you know, in a way that they're trained to do so. But their own staff that they're on minimum wage, they're generally not asking them to do that anymore, because there's been so many incidents of knife crime. There's been so many incidents of escalated violence, and they just don't want to take that risk on behalf of their employees. Like, they don't want that to happen.
Another listener says, we're still not asking the real questions. Who are the kids who are behaving this way? What is their home situation? Are we creating these conditions through our social policies? No one wants to dig deep into this. Well, I mean, that was the whole point of this task force, wasn't it? We were actually going to try and establish the reason why young people are behaving the way they're doing. I mean, if you really want to dig into it, we cancelled a load of schemes during the economic crash in 07, 08, and they haven't been brought back. All those community-based schemes where the money was thrown in there and they were diversionary and they helped people, they missed a generation, and then they haven't really invested in them since. Now, this task force is supposed to do it, yet here we are 150-odd days in and nothing's been done about it.
Yeah, I think it's the lack of urgency and the lack of prioritisation that's of concern here. You know, we do have Dublin ministers in these areas. The Minister for Finance, his constituency is right in the heart of this issue.
But the Minister for Justice isn't a million miles away.
Exactly, Minister for Justice. So, you know, lack of political leadership on this issue is really the problem, because it is across several government departments. So, you know, that's why we're trying to highlight this issue and call on the government now to prioritise long-term investment in the development of Dublin for the benefit of everyone.
This isn't going to make you feel any better, Donal O'Keefe. I'm going to a concert next month. Had the choice of seeing the band play in Dublin or Prague. Took the Prague option. I'd avoid Dublin at all costs. Too expensive to stay there. Too unsafe on the streets. I mean, that's the kind of thing that just really annoys your members. That there's money now literally been taken out of their pockets because somebody said it's too expensive to stay in a hotel and it's not safe if I'm walking around at night.
And sure, that's hugely concerning. You know, I mean, that's really bad news for us to be hearing. So the response is needed. We've analysed this problem to death. We've talked this problem to death. The responses are very obvious. And, you know, political leadership to deliver the task report recommendations is now the solution that's required.
And just on the other side of this, Nikki, just to finish up with you, you're recruiting into retail. You're trying to convince young people that if it's only something to do whether you're in college or if it's a career that you want to pursue, a lot of the people who are going to be behind the tills, who are going to be putting the shoes out for people to put in their feet to decide whether they like them, these are the kids themselves. So what we're seeing is these kids being exposed to the absolute worst of the community, and it must be having an awful impact on them too.
It is, and you know, you're seeing, I suppose, retailers doing everything in their power to protect their staff, and you know, retailers up and down the country, that's why they're screaming so loud to get these new measures put in place. And so, you know, we're encouraging people to enter retail or to stay in retail because it is, you know, an incredibly exciting industry to be in. But it's obviously, you know, this is an issue that we need to get solved so that we can keep attracting those people into the retail industry. And it's something that, you know, there's a number of things that the government that we're still looking for. So, like, you know, we hadn't mentioned there, but we had asked for hotlines so that we're still, when you are trying to contact Gardaí, it's still going to a centralized number instead of the local Garda stations. There's still no night courts set up yet in Dublin. The response times are still not being tracked and enforced, you know. So,
well, can I just suggest at this point, I'm now suggesting a task force to investigate why the task force hasn't delivered. And if needs be, we'll set up a task force into that as well. Very frustrating conversation. We're not really getting anywhere close to the solution we want. Donal O'Keefe, CEO of the Licensed Vintners Association, Nikki Murren, Director of Retail at Retail Excellence. A lot more text on that, which we'll come to.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Hi, I'm Cindy Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some were fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.